In the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah, the main requests for Kvod Shamayim, for what the day is all about, the glory of Hashem, comes in the brachas of Atah Kadosh. So what does that mean? Atah Kadosh, you Hashem, you're special, you're set aside, you're dedicated. You are distinct from this world and from everything in it. But not just you. It's not just you are holy. Shimcha Kadosh, your name. The way that you reveal yourself into the world. The way that you interact with the world. The way that your presence is manifest in the world is Kadosh. It's above. It's above that which any human being can ultimately really conceive of. It is beyond the way that human beings or anything physical conducts itself. But nonetheless, Kadoshim, Malachim, or maybe even human beings that are able to rise to the level of themselves being B'Tzelem Elokim, to be Kadosh, to have perfected and refined their B'Tzelem Elokim, so they themselves are Kadosh. B'chol Yom Ha'alu Chasela, we praise you every single day. And then we segue into the Chen Tein Pachtecha. And again, this bracha is unique for Shana Yom Kippur. Since we want to praise Hashem, since we want to perceive Hashem, since we want to connect to Hashem, we ask Him first of all that He should give us Eima V'Fachad, He should give us this fear and trepidation, which is absolutely critical. We're standing in front of the Kisei HaMishpat. When standing in front of Hashem, Yira, Pachad, means to take it seriously. And the question is, therefore, how does this work? Uvechein, tein. First thing is just, by the way, uvechein. It's uvechein, avoy el ha-melech ha-shalei lo chadas. You know, I'm coming in front of Hashem. You know, what do I deserve already? You know, how worthy am I? But nonetheless, like Esther Amalka, we're in this situation. In a sense, we're pushed into the situation. And therefore, we have to perform. We have to do our best. We have to try and be as eloquent as we can be to find the words to express ourselves and to find the feelings to put into the words to express ourselves in front of Hashem. But how does it work? Tein is matana. V'chein tein pachtecha. Hashem, then, give as a gift your fear. Fear of you. Of all of your creations. When you put into our hearts Yirat Shamayim, we do this the whole time. We're saying, B'libeinu l'havan l'haskil. What's going on? Surely it's up to us. You know, Hakol b'dei shamayim chitz mi'yirat shamayim, the Gemara says. Everything is in the hands of heaven. The only thing that's not in the hands of heaven is our choice to fear Hashem. So the first thing is, of course we have to try our best. But you know what? We might only reach a certain point. So essentially we're saying, we'll try our best, Hashem, but you know what? You're going to have to finish the job for us, like you always do. We always try our best, and Hashem finishes off. So after we've tried our best, and we've opened the Pesach Shel Machat in our heart, the little opening like the size of a needle, the eye of a needle, we ask Hashem just to finish it off, above and beyond what we can naturally do. Hashem, give us that as a gift. You've seen which direction we're moving in. Habalah Tayyam Messiah. Hashem, we'll try our best, but be there with us and help us. And more than that, the fact that we're davening ourselves, that is a positive choice. We feel what we're really lacking. We're more real. We realize we're lacking Yirat Shamayim. And therefore, tefillah is to fill those lacks in our lives. And therefore, of course, the first thing we daven for is, Hashem, allow us to take it seriously. Asking Hashem for the help, for the clarity, for the insight. If we can take this seriously, it's a totally different Amida. It's a totally different Yom Tov and a different world.